So many counties in the Milwaukee area got an F for unhealthy air pollution. The American Lung Association's Will Barrett, he's a National Senior Director on Clean Air Advocacy, joins us on Wisconsin's After News. Will, thank you for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Awesome. So can you tell me, why did the lakeshore, like Kenosha, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Door County, why did we all get an F with our air pollution?
Well, one of the key things to note is that while there is an F grade in this year's report, it's actually improved quite a bit over the 25-year history of the state of the air report. So we're not all the way there to getting to clean air for every day, but we've made tremendous progress. And, you know, part of the challenge is the ongoing increases in extreme heat and other factors related to climate change are making the job of cleaning our air more difficult.
So what do you do to make sure that it keeps going in the right direction here? What are some simple things, everyday things that folks can do?
Well, a lot of the ozone pollution, for example, comes from transportation sources. So anything we can do to reduce our own personal pollution is going to help. So carpools, combining trips, transit if it's available and accessible, those kind of things are really important. And then on top of that, looking into zero emission technologies, not just for passenger cars, but transit buses and heavier duty vehicles as well.
So when we talk about high ozone days, what's the cause of high ozone days?
Well, ozone is a colorless, odorless gas that forms on hot, sunny days. It, essentially, tailpipe emissions and other pollutants are mixing in the atmosphere and turning into this sort of corrosive gas that can have the effect of a sunburn on the skin, but on your lungs and your lung tissue. So it's associated heavily with hot, sunny days, or sometimes called summertime smog is what ozone's referred to.
So if we don't take care of this, let's just say we just go as is, what could happen, Will, to our health?
Well, ozone causes a wide range of health consequences. It can be anything from sort of minor irritations and difficulty breathing to asthma attacks, heart attacks, and, you know, again, a wide range of impacts, and especially that's concerning for about 27,000 kids in the area with living with asthma. There's about 175,000 adults living with asthma in the region. And even one day of unhealthy air can set off health emergencies. So that it is a serious issue.
So there's high ozone days, pollution that we need to worry about. There's also researchers in your study saying climate change is making the job of cleaning up air more difficult. Can you describe why?
Sure, there are a few factors. So we talked about ozone having being formed on hot, sunny days. So to the extent we're seeing extreme heat events, those are the perfect conditions for ozone or smog to form. But there's also the hotter, drier conditions that are pushing more and more catastrophic wildfires that, you know, we've seen what happens when these fires get out of control and they blanket millions and millions of people with particle pollution or fine particles in the smoke. And that's really one of the key symptoms of climate change that's threatening health. And one of the reasons that a lot of the Midwest especially has seen in recent years spikes in particle pollution impacting local air quality.
So it's a fascinating topic, Will. I think we all got introduced to it last summer when we'd have these air quality days that would cancel activities, baseball games, soccer games, and practices, right? We all learned about the AQI and, you know, what was acceptable and what was unacceptable. I don't know if that's, you know, it forged in the minds of everybody, but it certainly was an eye-opener, I think, for so many last year, the things that you talk about in research daily.
That's right. You know, we see it as a real wake-up call. There are alarm bells going off, however you want to put it. When you do have those days that are so unhealthy that, you know, daily activities have to be canceled, we just have to remember that there are a lot of people who are vulnerable to the air pollution, you know, challenges on a daily basis because of asthma or COPD or heart disease that are at significant risk even at lower levels. So, again, while it's a major wake-up call, it is something that a lot of people experience and are at risk due to more frequently. But again, when we see those wildfire-filled skies or smoke-filled skies, it really is, it gives us pause and makes us really consider what we have to do to protect ourselves.
Last question here. So if there is a high pollution day, like a, you know, a big warning about that, an ozone danger day, what should I do? Should I just stay inside or am I in all intents and purposes, not in a good spot anywhere.
Well, one of the key things is to reduce your exposure. So to the extent you can stay indoors and keep that unhealthy air from getting in, that's really important. There's also, you know, tools through local agencies that can help identify when the pollution might be rising. Ozone or smog tends to get worse as the day goes on and those pollutants mix in the hot weather. So you basically can look at when the ozone, for example, or particle pollution is going to be projected to be higher and really take extra caution at that point, and extra caution for children or seniors or people with heart or lung conditions that make them more vulnerable.
Will Barrett, National Senior Director for Clean Air Advocacy for the American Lung Association, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.